Hello. Welcome to Techlandia. This is iPad Sammy coming at you from Portland, Oregon. How are you doing? Okay, well, I was just kind of going to try and test the waters. And sometimes you just need, in all this craziness, something familiar. And we did this podcast a long time ago. I'd like to thank Kurt and Allison, my old co-host, my original co-host. I guess I'm just going to try this one solo for a little bit and just see if anybody really even cares. You know what I'm saying? And some people could really not care. And right, there's those people. And sometimes I think that people might actually care. So that's what I've got for you. So I'm going to go back to the original format. And when we first started a long time ago, what seems like so long ago, so many things have happened. But we used to give you like three apps, three people to follow on Twitter, blah, 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 blah. It's a good thing, a bad thing. We'd rant. You know, we talk a little bit about things. And it's going to be hard for me to do this, to be honest with you, without a co-host or somebody to bounce ideas off of. But I'm going to give it a shot just because, what the heck? I've just been thinking, I don't know. I've just been thinking that maybe I need to go back a little bit. And to celebrate my new iPad that I just got today. So I just got a brand new iPad. And yeah, so maybe that'll inspire me a little bit to, I don't know, just see what's out there. I haven't looked at apps forever. For those of you that don't know me, my real name is John Samuelson. I'm John Samuelson on Twitter. I used to go around and talk about iPads all the time. Right when the iPads came out and present. I used to love ed tech. I'd present. I'd share on Twitter all the time. And now I think Twitter is just kind of a mess, to be honest with you. It's just a bunch of people trying to market themselves, their teacher pay teacher websites. I don't think anybody's really honest. I don't think anybody's really even looking to share honestly. I think there are some people, but it's hard to find in all the noise of all the other people just trying to like market themselves and give themselves a brand. And I had to delete a bunch of the podcasts just to even be able to put up an episode. And, you know, we did episodes on branding back in, I don't know, back in the day we used to do that. So anyway, I think there's some value to that stuff, but, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to try and just record it straight through to Podomatic. We used to go on, you know, Google Hangouts, which don't exist anymore. So anyway, but you know what they did have? They had sound effects. And Podomatic has sound effects. Okay. So I will try to not talk as much. Try to be funny where I can. We'll see what happens. I'll try 3 to 5 episodes. If anybody's still out there in the ethers, I'll keep going, to be honest with you. I will always try. So, and then some of you will just be like, yeah, not really into it. Okay, so I got an app for you. I like to give out free apps that I feel are creative. I think that we're all probably teaching in a different way this year. And I can go into that a little bit more. But the app that I like is called CapCut. And I got this from one of my students this year. And she is very proud. And she shows me cool videos that she does every day with CapCut. A lot of times it's just her, you know, screen recording her Roblox and then kind of bouncing around and then putting in like cool, you know, what all the kids are listening to these days kind of music. You know, it's not what I'm listening to. I'm a grown man. I'm 50. But yeah, it's kind of interesting. So you can put some animations in it. It's free. You can add your own photos from your camera. So and you, like I said, this person just screen records. So you can like screen record and make cool little videos if you wanted to do that kind of thing and take some of your home videos and put some sound effects behind them and, or, you know, sound effects, you know, or what we like to call music. And then, so what you've got is you can, they have even like some stock photos that you can put in. So I like it. It, you can put in a nice cover image for your video. You can add text. You can put in stickers. You can put in effects. And the effects are kind of cool. And, you know, it's like the Instagram effects that are all on everything. But some of them are like, they have a dreamy effect. They have like the basic just effect. And they also have a bling effect. And yeah, it's pretty cool. Like nature, movies, all stuff. And then, of course, they want you to kind of like share it to TikTok, which personally, I like the whole TikTok thing. I like the whole vibe, but I don't have it on my phone. I think it spies too much. This is a sure way that I am getting super, super old. And it's probably past my bedtime right now. So anyway, but yeah, I don't do TikTok. In fact, my dad, speaking of grouchy old men, my dad was talking to me and said, "Oh, I'm obsessed with TikTok now. I can't believe you got me to put this on my phone. And I was like, yeah, Bob, I didn't tell you to put TikTok on your phone. I don't even have it on my phone. I don't even have an account. So I don't really know what you're talking about. So not correct. Anyway, and I think one of the most important features then is just like your sharing feature for your apps, right? So anyway, so the sharing feature for this one is you just save it to your camera roll and then you can put it anywhere. So it's kind of cool. I think I have another podcast that I'm trying, not that I'm trying so many podcasts, but what I've really become interested in over the COVID-19 outbreak is I've renewed my interest in sports cards a lot, as many people have, as the hobby is like booming right now. And I sell a lot of my cards on eBay. So I'm thinking about just trying CapCut to make some, just like some little promo things and maybe putting them on the old Instagram account. Instagram for cards is like huge right now. I can't even believe it. Thanks. Shout out to Allison Anderson, Ted Rossisi for hipping me to Instagram all those years back. Cause I wasn't into it. I kind of like it now. I know it's Zuckerberg owned, but hey, what are you going to do? So anyway, that is my app. My app is CapCut. And I'm going to take a drink of my lemonade. And I think that's a good app. Now, I'm not sure how I'm going to share these. I might even put some of these just on an Adobe Spark with the link to CapCut. But I think we're probably over links to apps now, since it doesn't really go to anything if you're on your browser or anything. I think you can probably just type in Cap, CapCut, and you're there. All right, so then let's move on to the second thing then. So let's move on. Good things. So I'm going to share a good thing. The good thing for this week, Hour of Code Week is coming up December 7th to the 13th. Love me some Hour of Code. Now, I'm not going to... I don't know. It's hard teaching remotely, right? I am now currently, I guess I didn't share what my job was. I'm a 27-year veteran teacher. So there's that. Old, right? Very old. But like this old, where I can remember this. So anyway, I think that one of the things that I'm going to try to do is just like a little... I'm using Zoom right now for mine. So we're just probably going to use Zoom, get on to Scratch the first day. I know that the fifth graders that I teach, I'm a fifth grade teacher, kind of know it, but I'm going to go around and just kind of show them some things and just give them some chances to share. I think that some of them have asked about doing some other things. You could also do microbits online pretty easily because you wouldn't have to have the physical microbit. You could just use the simulator. So I think that that might be something that we do, but Scratch is definitely what I'm going to start off with, and it has so many cool things built in to it. So if you haven't checked out Scratch, you should check out Scratch. So easy, and it's got step-by-step like little GIFs that you can use. It's so easy. So easy. Anyway, that's what I've got for you. Hour of Code Week. Love it. Gonna try it every day. for my students. And then, yeah, I'll do Scratch the first day. Then if they have any other suggestions on what to do, maybe we'll code the Google logo or whatever they want to do. I'll find it for them. Be happy to do some stuff with them online. I think that'll be fun. So Hour of Code Week, I think, is fun. It's middle. It's right in the time for us where it's the middle week before winter break. It'll be fun and it'll be something good to get through the week. And then you're at the last week, which is, you know, that's always a challenge anyway. All right. So anyway, that's my good thing. Hour of Code Week. Try it out. My suggestion is just go to Scratch. Go to the Scratch website. Just type in Scratch Education. Go there. You can also, like I said, iPad Sammy, I think I've got access to that Twitter, but you can just ask me a question if you want. I can send you about 100 links for Scratch stuff. There's so many books too. But I am JonSamuelson on the Twitters. So yeah, you can always ask me stuff too. And while I'm thinking about it, if you are interested on being on the new, you know, Techlandia 2020 or whatever I'm going to call it, reach out to me and let me know. I'd be happy to have some people on here if we wanted to. We could figure out some way. We could record a Zoom call and go just as easy, except I'll have less sound effects then because they're built in here. But I love sound effects. Okay. So if we have a good thing, we have to have a rant, is what we used to like to call them. And I don't know. I mean, there's so many things to rant about. There are so many things. Like I said, I had one and then I had to switch it. I will never tell a soul what that was, but I saw what I had written down about a week and a half ago. And now I'm like, oops, I think I'll have to switch that one. I think that Twitter is kind of a bore. And I don't think it used to be a bore back in the day in like the 2007s, 2008s, but I think it's a bore now. But what I think I should rant about is how much has COVID, okay, so I know that we don't really want to talk about COVID too much, but how much has it exposed education for what it really is? Okay, and let that sink in for a second while I take a nice drink of my pink lemonade. So I used to think in 1993 when I started that I really wanted to change the world, like any first year teacher. And it's almost like The Wire when it was the Presbyluski's first year, right? And then you end up just kind of surviving. The teachers all tell you to survive. And then all of a sudden, I mean, I know it was a TV show. I know he found his way quick into his teaching style and he turned into like Mr. Cool Teacher or whatever. If you haven't watched The Wire, what are you doing listening to this podcast? Go watch The Wire. But so anyway, I think what COVID has done for me is it's just really exposed how slow change is in education. And I'm going to give you my thoughts, and these are my personal thoughts. I'm not trying to give political statements here. I'm just going to give you my thoughts on how education could handle COVID. So March 13th of this year was our last day. I didn't realize how long it was going to be our last day. We had just gotten one extra week of spring break at that point. So I was like, yeah, right? All right. I was like, please bring it. So anyway, but I don't think I really realized how much things were going to change. So as it wore on, I was like, wow, we're not going to go back this year, are we? Then they kind of called it and we weren't going back. And I'm like, okay, gotcha. And then over the summer, I kind of was like, wow, we're not going to start the school year, you know? And then as you kind of listened a little bit more into June, I was like, they should probably just call the first semester of school where I am in Oregon. And it took them, I think I came to that realization in June. It took them all the way until October in our school district to think of that. And I know that there are my heart really goes out to any educators right now that are actually working face-to-face with students. I mean, my heart goes out. I don't think I could do it, to be honest with you. I don't think I would do it. I'm old, so I can't. I don't know. So anyway, my heart goes out to you. And Yeah. So anyway, in Oregon, we've had some decent decisions. So anyway, back to like October, and it took, my wife works in a different school district. The one right south of us, it's taken them so much longer to come to that consensus, and they finally did. But I'm like, you could have saved everybody a lot of heartache. Now I'm kind of coming to the consensus that things are, you know, we have news on the horizon that there was vaccines that could be readily available in the UK this week. And I was like, wow, okay, this is promising. I mean, this is what we've kind of been waiting for. And I don't think it's going to be a quick fix by any stretch. But I think that, I mean, in our district, they could easily now call it until spring break. Like, we're not going to do any kind of hybrid. I don't know who hybrid serves besides just serving babysitting, to be honest with you. I think that would be scary for my kids personally. I have four kids. I think they'd be scared. I don't think it serves anybody. I hate to mention this on the first podcast, but Allison Anderson and I hadn't seen her very much, but I interacted with her on Twitter. And we got, and I really was not trying to debate with her. I apologize to her, but yeah, it was interesting because she's probably never going to speak to me again. She blocked me on all social media fronts after she just thought that we should start right away in, you know, September. And I was just like, I don't think so. I don't think so. So I know it's a very tense situation. Allison and I had been pretty good friends for a while. She will never come on this podcast, I'm sure, nor ever hear it. So anyway, but I do want to say, Allison, no matter what, disagreements we had, which, you know, we didn't even talk. We just interacted with a few tweets. That's why Twitter's kind of toxic sometimes. And I really was trying to say, I'm not trying to argue with you. But yeah, thanks, Allison. If you do happen to listen to this, thank you for all the years and the way you changed my life. And I wouldn't live in Portland if it wasn't for Allison Anderson. So thanks, Allison Anderson. I appreciate you. I'm sorry that we disagreed and, you know, I know that things get tense and whatever, but hey, you know what? Like I said, you know, many people get mad at me, Allison. So I have a tendency to do that to people. So anyway, I don't know. I just think the whole COVID situation just exposes how slow, like why are we doing teacher evaluations this year? Nobody's ever taught in this kind of a situation, hybrid or otherwise, or pandemic wise. So who's going to judge? Who's supposed to judge me? You know, an administrator's supposed to judge me. They haven't taught in this before. They probably haven't taught for years anyway. So they're supposed to judge me, really? I think there's things we could just call off a little bit. Standardized testing being one of them. And I mean, we go into a huge debate on that, but how are we doing teacher observations? Just seems ridiculous to me. Just ridiculous. So anyway, there's my rant for the week with an apology to Allison Anderson. And I hope she does hear this and listens at some point. If you do, Allison, that is my applause for you. I always enjoyed our friendship. All right. So now, speaking of that, here comes the cool thing of the week. I don't know. I'm just calling it something because I'm trying to actually make this podcast like 20 minutes. Okay. So extra thing. If I'm talking about, maybe I should do voices and talk to myself and I could be my own co-host. I could be iPad Sammy and John Samuelson. Or am I already? I don't know. Let's see. So I guess, you know, as they do the whole Spotify end of the year thing, and I'm a huge Spotify listener, I looked at what I listened to. And I guess my album picks for the week is I won't always give album picks. Taylor Swift Folklore just has kept me going this COVID. Thank you, Taylor Swift. Thank you for releasing like one of the best albums I've heard in the last like 10 years. I mean, seriously, Taylor Swift, you're pretty good. So anyway, if you haven't listened to Taylor Swift's Folklore, I mean, I'm sure you have, but if you haven't, my gosh, like never, no weak tracks on the album, I don't think. So anyway, I love that album. I listen to it all the time. And then the one that I got that was released in March that I didn't see until SNL was The Strokes' new album. Holy cow, The Strokes' new album, produced by Rick Rubin from the Beastie Boys? Come on, that album is very good. I heard, you know how good it is? I heard Lord, or not Lord. Wait, it wasn't Lord. Who said it was really good? Somebody said it was really good. I'll have to look real quick. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm splanking on that one. But anyway, said it was a great album too. So yeah, anyway, that's what I've got for you on that one is, oh, I know it was. It was Billie Eilish. How do I get Lord and Billie Eilish mixed up? Wow, what a long pandemic this has been. But yeah, Billie Eilish said she really liked the album too. And you know all the kids love Billie Eilish. Kids from 5 years ago love Lord. Kids nowadays love Billie Eilish. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, anyway. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. I actually talked for 21 minutes. That's not bad for me. Okay, so I'm going to try and see if this actually works. Hey, if you like this, tweet it out, share it out, whatever. Tell people Techlandia's back. Tell iPad Sammy has rejuvenated for the first time since he moved to Oregon. I don't know. It's not really big news. I was semi-edufamous back in the day. Now all anybody ever tries to do is be edufamous. I was semi-edufamous for a little bit. But I think what I'm trying to do right now is just kind of crank out some different things. And I really do like the CapCut app. I think it's good. There are so many other apps that we used to talk about in Techlandia that are still viable today that people are still talking about like 8 years later. I feel like if you had listened 8 years ago, you'd be so far ahead of the game. Because that's how long we've been doing it for. But anyway, that's what I've got for you right now. So anyway, I just want to thank everyone if you actually made it through this and listened. And I will try a few more and we'll come back at you with some more apps. Maybe I will come back with some Twitter users to follow. That's kind of a cool thing. I'll bring some Twitter users with us next time. And yeah, I'll come back with a good thing and a rant. And I'll give you my pop culture reference. And hopefully I won't confuse Lord and Billie Eilish again. You know what I'm saying? Epic fail from a clown. All right, anyway, hang in there, everybody. If you're working with students, you have my respect. And hang in there. Be safe. Wash those hands. And we'll catch you on the flip side.